Okay, you're back with me. I was just throwing in a little bit of mint there. I'm just wondering if it needs any other seasoning. There's already salt on the meat, there's pepper on the mint and the meat, mint, tinsy bit of star anise. Let's not overload it. Let's just see what happens, I think. I was thinking of adding a little bit of honey to sweeten it, but no, let's not go mad with this. Let's just let it cook. I'm going to just put in the remainder of the potatoes whole, because actually they're quite old and they'll be quite nice to eat cold after they've been effectively boiled in beer for a bit. Minty beer. In with those. Now find the lid and then put it in the oven and leave it. In fact, the oven doesn't need to be that high. Let's put it on, I think, about 160 or so. And we'll give it a couple of hours. There we go. The lid on. You can always season it later if it's not getting somewhere, but. Off. That's off. Only one left on is the oven. Perfect. That's all very hot. Let's leave that. Get rid of a few bits and pieces. Onion peelings and stuff. I've still got some potatoes left. A lot more than I thought. And then I'm going to go and do some work. And I'll complete the recording later, I suppose. Bye for now. He's trying to open his iPhone case. Good way to restart, forgetting that I'd plugged my earphones back into the phone. Anyway, it's the middle of the night. There's a wonderful, rich, minty smell drifting through my flat. I fell asleep. It's been slow cooked for the best part of 4 hours. No more than that. 5 hours. It's a bit long, a bit excessive, but it does smell lovely. Let's see if the meat has completely dried out. Let's get rid of this plate here because this one has raw meat on it and we don't want to mix them up, do we really? No, we don't. It's almost doing some washing up. Well, the pot is certainly hot.
unsurprising given where it's just been. Tea towel in the oven. Resist the temptation to take the lid off with bare hands. That might be painful. Smell. Yeah, that does smell quite nice. Mostly sort of minty, potatoy smell. Liquid we still got in there. Fair bit by the feel of it. That's a bit of bone there by the feel of it. Right, let's see if we can get this meat out, shall we? Preferably without lots of splashing. I think I'm really good at it. Actually, what would be a good idea would be to have the meat on one plate and then the everything else on another. Just to add to the washing up, so much for one thing, one bowl, pot, cooking. Yeah, that's a potato. Move on, please. Move on. Ow. Blimmin' hot potato. Ow. A lot of explosive. Oh, come on, you. Just because you've arrived in the wrong place doesn't mean that. Ow. That you can't be moved over. It doesn't want to be moved over, though. Oh, I can't get it back on the spoon. Stupid is this? Come on. Idiot I am. Not able to get a potato on a spoon. Oh no, don't say I've just gone and put this not on the bowl. No, it's not on the bowl. Of course, I've just gone and dropped it on the hob instead of the bowl. Come on, Robert. Brain, engage it. There we go, that's good. Hooray. Two to go. Three, by the feel of it. Have another cracker. Actually, finding the meat, shall we? There it is. Just need to get underneath it somehow. Now the bowl's moving. And now I'm trying to grab it by hands. Which doesn't really work. Well, it works, but it's better for cooking hands than it is for picking up meat, though. That's right, we're going to have to take everything else out of the pot before we can get into the meat. It's out. Hot. Very hot. I don't know whether the meat's just falling apart and that's why I can't pick it up, or whether it is too big. Minty smell is gorgeous though. That is good. Something worked. don't know what I've created, but it's certainly minty. Right, I think we've got the meat that time. That was certainly heavy enough to be meat. Good. And then we can get on and get the other, everything else out. It's all bones, which I can probably actually now pull out. Let's just see. Ta-da! Yep. It must be a rib, I think. Can't think of anything else to do with them. You wouldn't really make lamb stock, would you? Too little. They're literally just pulling straight out. It's very... well cooked. Can't remember how many there were. I'm not too worried about serving it on the bones because I'm the only person here, and it would be a nuisance more than anything. Instead of this just looking pretty. Picked up, it seems, a little bit of potato with it. That's unsurprising. More bone, two more bones. Out with you. Here you come. Oh, picked up a bit of meat on this. Ow. Meat on the end of the bone before throwing it away. Mm. Oh, that does smell nice. Smell nice? Tastes nice. And on this end, she's got quite a bit on it by the feel of it. Mmm. Mmm. That's very nice. That's exceptionally nice. Mmm. Worth pouring a whole bottle of beer into. This is just going to fall apart. Forget about slicing it or anything. Mmm. Chili comes through as sort of a heat in the back of the throat. Otherwise it tastes quite fruity. It's almost as though I'd cooked it in apple juice or something like that. Swap over the bowls. We'll just spoon out some of the main contents there. Which are probably going to go everywhere. Next up here. Slotted spoon. Try and get some of that out. Mm-hmm. something else in there, which I just dropped. This is fun listening, isn't it? This is what AudioBooth/M was made for. Oh, I'm dropping more stuff because the bowl isn't big enough, of course. I knew the bowl wasn't big enough, but I didn't have another one handy. Yes, that's nice and full. Very good. Oh, I suppose. Well, do I eat a little bit? I've used all my bowls now. See if we can take a portion of this and taste it before anybody who's listening to this loses the will to live. Well, before everybody who's listening to this loses the will to live. Maybe I might just have one listener left. If you are the one listener who has made it this far, do let me know that you're there. That would be lovely. Although then again, that might encourage me. So you may want to think about this. Anymore. Wasn't really protecting much. Absolutely delicious. Really, really wonderful. Sometimes I cook, you know, and I really don't fancy what I've cooked today. I wish it wasn't the middle of the night so I could enjoy this properly, because this smells absolutely gorgeous. However, enjoy the remains of that cold. I know some people don't really go for lamb cold, but I don't mind it. I didn't think I put a ton of chilli on it, but it's quite spicy. That bit of bone I accidentally just ate. Spoon straight into this bowl. Ow! Right, now if we just divide into what's going in here and what's going to be allowed to cool. Whole potatoes were going in there. Meat. Ow! Try these. doing this, if not the most comfortable, is with my fingers. Excuse fingers. Ouch. Painful. Handling extraordinarily hot potatoes. That ladle went. I sort of feel that I ought to be rounding up this recording, really. I think you may well have had enough. And I wouldn't blame you. Much. Right. If I wanted something with a bit of warmth in it, I've got that in spade loads. Which is nice. It's nice to get what you want, isn't it? Nice, tasty potatoes and meat that can serve lunch or something, I suppose. Cold. Sure, the fridge will cope with putting it in fairly hot. Together, set the bolt. And let's taste this for you, and then taste.
suspect a lot of this is going to be a potato. First potato. Moist. Yummy. Minty. With a hint of sweetness. Now, before you ask, yes, I was taught not to write, not to talk with my mouth full. But it's a bit like, you know, the arches or something. You wouldn't know that I was eating unless I made those ghastly noises. And also, you'd have to wait for me to finish my mouthful before I could actually tell you that it's gorgeous. That's my potato. Where's the meat gone? I'm sure it was in here somewhere. It's lost down the bottom somewhere. Where's my meat? That feels like meat. Don't worry, I'm not using my fingers now. I do draw the line at some point. Yeah, I think this is meat. A little bit of meat with a big bit of bone attached. Or, no, it's not a bone, it is. A big bit of soggy mint. It's a big mint stalk. But the meat bit that was attached to it was really, really, really gorgeous. I'm very, very happy actually with that. It's a shame I waited to the middle of the night to eat it. Not too salty. I didn't put that much salt in it, but, only really on the meat. The stock's quite thin, but it's tasty, and I still hold with the fact that it does taste quite apple-y. There we go, really. I don't really want to touch the phone. Nice new phone with sticky fingers. I'll be back. Some kind of hands-free audio booth service where you can start and stop your recording just by saying and goodbye, and off the recording would go. Shall we test it out? Thanks for listening, and goodbye.